Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The National Folklore Festival in Koprivštica takes place once every 5 years. Its 11th edition will be this year, on August the 7th, the 8th and the 9th. But this time it will be a special occasion. It is 50 years since the start of the festival, which has, through the years, asserted itself as the biggest of all Bulgarian authentic folklore forums. From the very outset, the idea of the festival in Koprivštica, founded by folklore expert Raina Kacarova-Kukuduva, composer Petko Stajnov and others, has been to bring together only amateur singers, instrumentalists, dancers, storytellers. The choice of venue is no coincidence either. Koprivštica is a museum town that has kept alive the memory of important events from the National Revival period in the country's history and has preserved beautiful architecture from the same period – houses, churches, schools. It is the birthplace of many prominent Bulgarians – poets, revolutionaries, writers. Koprivštica is 110 kilometers to the east of the capital Sofia. The main stages for the festival are put up in a locality called Vojvodinets, which is in close proximity to the town. The Bulgarian National Radio Golden Fund Audio Archives have preserved recordings from the very first festival held in Koprivtsitsa in 1965. Listen to one of them now. The National Folklore Festival in Koprivtsitsa is competitive. The selection of amateur performers takes place after preliminary auditions held regionally. The winners in the first round then demonstrate their musical skills at Vojvodinets. The forum is organised by the Ministry of Culture in conjunction with the Koprivtsitsa municipality. Iskra Shipova from the festival's organising committee says the festival takes a lot of organizing.
За втори пореден път, успоредно с надпяванията и надиграванията, ще се организира и улица на занятите, като представители.
For the second time, parallel with the singing and dancing contests, we are having an arts and crafts street. Artisans from different parts of the country will be able to demonstrate how different works of traditional arts and crafts are made. In the town's centre, we are organising evening concerts by ensembles from abroad, which perform traditional Bulgarian music. We have formations coming from Belgium, France, Holland, from Dubai, Slovakia and many other countries. Right after them, we have planned Nestinarski dances or firewalking. The preliminary round of the contest programme ended at the end of June, and we are now waiting for our regional coordinators to give us the standings. Then the Ministry of Culture will draw up the programme for Vojvodinets, where there will be 7 stages. The best performers of folklore music will be evaluated by prestigious commissions that include prominent names in the sphere of folklore. The event is under the patronage of UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova. As of August the 1st, there will be other events on the sidelines of the festival. In the fragrant fields out in the open, Kuprivshchitsa will be welcoming its guests. The festival is something unique. It is difficult to find the words to describe it. That is why we invite everyone who treasures tradition to come and hear the unparalleled Bulgarian folklore, Iskra Shipova says. The organisers have come up with a designated set of rules which they will provide their guests with. and they have omitted nothing. Currency exchange officers, medical staff near the stages and in the town, transportation to Voivodinets for the elderly participants, temporary bus terminals and parking space. This year, the festival will bring together some 16,000 amateur performers who will be put up in tents. The most eager guests made sure of their accommodation 18 months ago. Even then, hotels were booked solid for the duration of the festival. Still, there is a chance of finding guest houses in Koprivštica or the towns and villages nearby even now.
Leka, leka, zazalva, jih zaje, tarva.